I think I'm seeing a tiny little river. Right up in the mountains. It's very fresh. Beautiful clear water. Just a rippling sound. This is a very beautiful place, away from all human activities, deeply in nature. Well, that little stream is going on an incredible journey. And just by flowing in the way that it is, it has already taken its first step. The little river now starts to meander and wriggle between rocks and boulders. And it's flowing downstream. It makes the most delightful little sounds as it eddies and plops and dollops its way through the little spaces, sometimes even going underground. But soon other little streams join it. And now becomes a much stronger flow. It's now a force to be reckoned with. Again, beautifully fresh, beautiful mountain landscapes working its way down the valley. Soon it eddies and swirls in huge pools, cascades over a giant waterfall, thunders down to a gorge, but still keeping that sweet freshness imbued with the very essence of nature. This mighty strong flow, unstoppable force, thundering down, eventually comes to a huge cataclysm and just cascades over the edge. And the bright twinkling sunlight, rainbows are formed with the spray. But now this river is becoming more mature. It no longer wants to be strong and mighty, but is now going down a gentler gradient, flowing out into the lowlands. The river now takes on a very different mantle. The sunlight is now darker because the river is now flowing through a jungle. And the flow is slowed right down. This river's in no hurry to go anywhere. It doesn't need to rush, it knows where it's going. All the time in the world. And now it's right out onto a very low plain. Huge meanders, eddies, all slow motion. The river itself is teeming with life. Birds, fish, But now seems to come to an area which is different again. The river almost seems to lose itself as it enters the deepest, swampiest area. There doesn't seem to be a main channel anymore, it's just lots of little rivulets as the river splits and divides and becomes almost stationary. But for the first time, there is a breeze, a sea breeze. The river is entering the ocean. It's carrying its nature, its message, out into the ocean. And the trees fall behind, and the waters of the river now mix with the salt water of the ocean. And that's it.